All right, settle in, because today we're diving deep into something that plagues us all at some point. Building discipline, especially when it comes to those fitness goals. You know, the ones you set with such fire and passion at the beginning of the year. Yeah, those. We've all been that hyped up about crushing it in the gym, only to find ourselves back on the couch by week 3. So, why does this happen? And more importantly, how can we actually stick to those goals? Buckle up, because I'm dropping some hard-hitting truths and strategies that'll have you leveling up your discipline game faster than you can say protein shake. First things first, let's get real about why discipline is crucial. It's not just about looking good in a swimsuit, although hey, that's a nice perk. It's about building mental toughness, gaining self-control, and becoming the master of your own destiny. Think of it this way. Every time you push through a tough workout or resist that sugary temptation, you're strengthening those willpower muscles. And let me tell you, having strong willpower isn't just good for your physique, it spills over into every aspect of your life. Now, onto the nitty-gritty 5 key takeaways to level up your discipline game. Number 1. Start small. I know, you want to jump headfirst into a grueling routine and burn it all down. But trust me, Rome wasn't built in a day. Begin with manageable goals that you can consistently achieve. Want to hit the gym? Start with 2 days a week and gradually increase as you build momentum. Feeling overwhelmed by meal prep? Focus on swapping out one unhealthy snack per day for something healthier. Small wins create big changes over time. Number 2. Make it enjoyable. Let's face it, if you dread your workouts or find yourself staring longingly at the fridge instead of that healthy meal, you're setting yourself up for failure. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, rock climbing, or playing a sport. And when it comes to food, experiment with new recipes and flavors until you discover meals that both satisfy your taste buds and fuel your body. Number 3. Track your progress. This one's crucial. Seeing how far you've come can be incredibly motivating. Use a fitness tracker, journal your workouts, or simply take before and after pictures. When you visualize those wins, it reinforces your commitment and keeps you pushing forward. You'll feel that sense of accomplishment, and trust me, that feeling is addictive. Number 4. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with supportive people who share your goals. Having a workout buddy, joining a fitness class, or connecting with online communities can provide accountability, encouragement, and a whole lot of motivation. Remember, we're all in this together. You got this. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be days when you slip up, miss a workout, or indulge a little too much. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's about consistency and showing up for yourself day after day. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions? Like you're stuck in a rut, repeating the same patterns over and over again? That's where discipline comes in. It's the force that propels you forward, even when motivation wanes. Let me tell you a story about this guy, let's call him Steve. Steve had this dream of running a marathon. He'd always admired those runners crossing that finish line with determination etched on their faces. But every time he tried to get started, life would throw curveballs his way. Work deadlines, social commitments, that Netflix binge-watching session that seemed impossible to resist. Sound familiar? Steve knew he had to change his mindset. He realized that running a marathon wasn't just about physical training, it was about building mental fortitude. So, he started small walking for 30 minutes a day, gradually increasing the distance and intensity. He set realistic goals, found a running buddy who kept him accountable, and most importantly, he celebrated every milestone, no matter how small. Now, Steve isn't just some fictional character, this is real life. And guess what? He crossed that finish line. Steve's story illustrates the power of discipline. It's about taking action even when you don't feel like it and consistently showing up for yourself. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed. Start small, make it enjoyable, track your progress, find your tribe, and be kind to yourself. These are the cornerstones of building unshakable discipline. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to take control, set those fitness goals, and crush them. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. I know it because I see it every day in stories people share with me. And now, it's your turn to write your own success story. Go out there, make it happen, and don't forget to share your wins with me on social media. Let's build this momentum together. See you in the next episode. Keep grinding.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.